Well, it is quite an honor for us to welcome, especially those of you from the healthcare or healing profession, doctors or nurses, those who are working in any fashion of healing. At the end of Mass, we'll have an opportunity for a renewal of your own promises to heal and to do so unselfishly. You know, the white mass came about because of the garment that people in the helping and healing professions wear. The white, I was going to call it a cloak, that's probably the wrong word, but the white is a symbol of antiseptic, it's a symbol of purity, and it's a symbol of serving others who are in need of healing. It began as a white mass in the United States in the 1930s, and it was when the Catholic Medical Association was formed. We indeed have a chapter, and Dr. Fred Williams, who's here tonight, is the president now of that chapter of the Catholic Medical Association, and we're very proud of those of you who are part of the St. Joseph Guild. So like me, when I think back to the calling I felt from God to be a priest, tonight, you in the medical profession have an opportunity to return to your initial kindling of a not career, but of a vocation, a calling to heal. And so tonight, we're given the gift, first of all, of this Wednesday being the Feast of St. Luke, one of the evangelists who tradition tells us was a physician before the Lord called him to follow him as an apostle. He's called the great physician. And also, tomorrow we'll celebrate the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. And in fact, I believe I'll close this homily with what may be her most famous quote. So let's begin. The first reading talks about the gift of wisdom, and the fact that we might call it the law of spiritual physics. If we do not center our lives properly, then nothing will ever be in order. The possessions that God gives you, the friendships that God gives you, even the career or vocation you have, will be out of kilter, almost the way four tires on a car that are not properly aligned are never quite moving us in the right direction. And so tonight we might call this the homily of the realignment. So what did from the book of wisdom, what was that prayer of wisdom called for? We say Solomon. Solomon called for wisdom. He calls for what's called an understanding heart. And he says that thrones and kingdoms, gold and silver, will not satisfy. He even says that beauty and health. You know, we got quite an industry of selling these cosmetic creams that allow people to look better, I guess, but also perhaps to be in the illusion that their goal in life is to stay forever young. And even good health, the Book of Wisdom says, is not the ultimate goal, as good as that is. Rather, we're talking tonight about asking the Lord for the gift of wisdom. And how do we uncover that? Well, it is, first of all, an awareness, not only in our heads, but also in our hearts, that all that we have in our lives is a gift. It's a gift given to us only for a certain period of time. Even the greatest friendships, even the greatest marriages, are a gift. But a gift that's given only for a certain period of time in this world. And so rather than consider the gifts that God has given us as our possessions that we spend our time holding on to. The gift of wisdom asks us to open our hands to God's gift. Yesterday I was at the Benedictine Monastery in Ferdinand, Indiana. And a young woman who grew up at St. Polycarp's Church here in Louisville is now a Benedictine sister who has taken her perpetual promises. And as she did so, she opened up her hands as part of the ceremony and asked that God would receive all from her. She did it in a chant. And then all the other sisters in the chapel did the same. She did it three times, each time at a higher level. It was moving and beautiful because it was a desire, a heartfelt desire on her part to open herself completely to God and to the gifts that God has given us. And you and I both know that when we are open to God's gift, when we are filled with gratitude, we tend to be generous. The people who are the most grateful tend to be generous. So parents who are grateful for their children tend to be generous in giving them time and attention. A spouse who is grateful for the loved one in his or her life tends to be generous in giving lavishly of time and attention to the beloved. In all cases, the gift of wisdom moves us out of ourselves. And so tonight, we ask God's blessings on each of us that we may be filled with wisdom. Remember the gospel passage where Jesus was so delighted that a young man ran up to him and told him that he was trying to live a good life, he was trying to follow all the commandments, and Jesus must have looked with great pleasure at this man. And he said, well, one thing more is desired. He said, sell all that you have and come follow me. But Jesus could as easily have said, open your hands completely. Open your hands to those around you. And allow them to become the center of your life. In that way, God reigns and his kingdom reigns within you. St. Teresa of Avila, whose feast we celebrate tomorrow, lived in the 16th century. She was a contemplative and a mystic, but she was also an active worker who brought about unity among all those she served. She's known for two stories that I especially remember. One is she was riding horseback through a muddy field. She was thrown off the horse, filled with mud, and she turned her eyes up to heaven. And she said, Lord, if this is the way you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few. She also gave us what I would like to have as our meditation for tonight. Here's what she said. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Through the intercession of St. Luke, may those of you who are dedicated to the healing profession tonight be renewed, ennobled, and encouraged by our prayers. And may each of us renew our desire for that gift of wisdom, of opening our hands fully to the Lord Jesus and to those whom he places in our life. Amen.